Hmm. Your family's been here a long time.
Yeah, I know. They were born before the war between the North and the South.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Way back.
Yeah, I've had some family around since then, too. Part of my family, great-grandfather was in And your parents, how far did they get in school? Do you have any idea, your mother, your father?
Well, I wouldn't say, but I imagine something like the 8th grade.
Okay, and do you remember what they did for a living? Your mother and your father, what was your father?
Well, they farmed mostly.
Okay, and now we'll go even farther back one more time and get your grandparents. Do you remember anything about them? Where they were born and their education, what they did for a living?
Well, as far as I know, they were born in around Statesville, too.
And you remember anything else about them?
Well, my grandfather, Neil James, he was during the 60s, he had a tailor shop here in Statesville. He made clothing, suits of clothes.
That's nice. Yeah. I guess, do you remember that when you were younger? Do you remember your grandfather's shop?
No, I remember my grandfather all right. I was about 5 or 6 year old when my grandfather died. He died in, I believe, 98 or 99.
Okay. Now, what's your wife's age?
What?
Your wife's age?
Oh, my wife's 73.
And her religion is the same as yours?
No, she's a missionary Baptist.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
Okay. And,
she was born right here in this house.
She was born in this house?
Yeah. No, wait. She was born in the house up the upper end of Statesville. But right in Statesville, you might say.
And just a little bit about your wife is, what was her education? Do you know she went to?
Well, she probably might have made the 9th grade or something like that.
And does she have any social contacts in the community, church groups or travel groups or?
Well, no, I don't guess she had any particular. She was all. She taking music. She got pretty well finished in music, piano music.
Okay, the question: do you remember anything about your mother's parents? Your wife's parents, her parents.
Yes, they lived right here at this house. About 1900. They moved here about 1900.
That's very interesting. And
he was a country doctor. Rode up and down these creeks for many a cold day and night. Yes. And the prices was very little. He'd get on his horse here and he'd carry his old medicine and go 6 or 7 miles. We up a holler in any time of the day or night. And wouldn't charge the patient about $1.25 a trip.
Yeah, I'm afraid it's a little bit more than that now. As a matter of fact, in the cities, a lot of places, they don't even do house calls.
Oh, no, they don't do that.
I'm from Atlanta, and I know it's next to the hospital to get a doctor to your house. It's nice in the old days when they used to be able to come.